I want to talk today about the things that you are able to do to help yourself in a pretty bad situation. See, the worst thing about being in a mess is feeling that there is nothing you can possibly do to get out of it, that it is going to go on forever, that you are doomed. Okay. Understandable if you feel there's no future for you, but allowing yourself to feel that way is not going to get you anywhere, is it? Nothing is ever so bad that you can't make it even worse by getting all upset about it. Now, in a fairly recent blog, the one entitled "How Do You Deal with a Crisis You Can't Get Away From?" I made the point that things never stay bad forever. That things are always going to get better eventually, because they always do. Now, I did not know when I wrote those words just how close we were to getting a vaccine. I am not some sort of prophet, but I do feel I've just been proved right. Now, things are not going to pick up overnight, of course. The long-term effects of coronavirus are going to be felt for a long time after we all get immunised. There is going to be mass unemployment, I'm afraid, and everyone in your generation is going to find it very difficult to find a job, an apprenticeship, or whatever it is you're hoping to get. But there are things you are able to do, and the things you're able to do are the things you must concentrate on doing. What is more, all these things are things no one can stop you doing. So let's just sit down together and look at what these things might be, right? Make yourself aware of which sections of the economy are thriving in spite of corona and which sectors are in meltdown. Watch the news, check online job sites, such as Monster. Doing this will create awareness of where opportunities may present themselves, as well as alerting you to the sectors you need to avoid. As the vaccine is rolled out, try to anticipate which sectors are likely to recover first. Keep an eye on which organisations in your locality are adapting fastest, applying novel and successful ways of trading. Which ones look as if they might be the sort of organisations you would love to work for and where you feel you would fit in? Drop them a line. Let them know you've noticed. Let them know what impresses you about them. Ask if they're open to a Zoom call with you. Yeah, but what if they say no? What if they don't even reply? Listen, some are going to say no, and some will not have the courtesy even to reply to you. Most of your inquiries are not going to lead anywhere. Ah, but what if one of them does? What if just one leads to meeting someone who just loves your approach? What if that someone asks you if you'd like to stay in touch? What if, when the economy starts to improve, that someone phones you up to tell you that they are finally able to expand and that there's a job waiting for you if you want it, and it is not going to be advertised? It's being offered to you and you alone, because while everyone else was sitting around wringing their hands, giving up hope of ever landing a job, you were focused on the things you were able to do. You soldiered on, in spite of all the rejections you faced. Now, hopefully, of course, you will make more than one promising contact, but just one could be enough. Could be all you need to get your career off the mark. Now, as soon as the economy begins to pick up, guess what is going to impress employers more than anything else about people like you? It won't be your exam grades. It will be what you did to help yourself when things were at their toughest. It will be the character you showed, the stories you're able to share with an interviewer that demonstrate that strength of character. That's what's going to count more than anything else. So the approach you take now is what will prove to have been the right approach in the end. Now, it may not produce results next week, next month, or even in the next 12 months, but it is an approach that will enable you to stand out from the crowd, because it is not an approach the crowd are going to take. The crowd never does. Hey, let me know how you get on. Share every breakthrough with me, however small it may appear to be, and share with me also the things that haven't led to anything useful. We can talk about them. See, I want to be among the first to congratulate you on the things that work and encourage you through the things that don't. Look forward to hearing from you.